This is Tavia,
Kayla,
and Vanessa.
This is our assessment. Kayla is Piet Mondrian. I'm interviewer one, and Vanessa is interviewer two.
Hello, it's me. I've been wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
I'm T, and that's V. You're now listening to KTV Network. Today we will be joined by a spectacular artist whose ideas have changed the world. Piet Mondrian was able to drop by for a short chat today. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Mondrian.
Hello from the other side.
For crying out loud, V, would you please stop?
Thank you for having me here. We are happy to have you here in the KTV community. Now, I know you both lead busy lives, but can you tell us more about your life away from the canvas?
Okay, well, I was born in Amsterdam, Netherlands on March 7th, 1872. I had an interest in art since a very young stage. I remember sitting along the river of Gio, painting. My dad and uncle, whom were drawing teachers at a local primary school, introduced me to art in a very early stage. On 1892, I entered the School of Fine Arts in Amsterdam and started painting officially. On that time period, I focused mainly on landscape images.
We've heard you've been practicing abstract paintings, as well as neoplasticism.
Now, I know a thing or two about this, but I think it's fair to say that I'm no expert. I only know a few basic things, like how you can use colors and such to express certain ideas and thoughts. Can you, as an expert, elaborate more on that?
Well, abstract painting is a piece of work out of color, line, texture, and pattern that invoke a certain emotion, something visual art styles could not deliver. Neoplasticism is a technique that has developed in the 20th century modern art movement. This technique only allows geometric shapes, straight lines, and primary colors, plus black, white, and gray, affording the use of curves or diagonals.
Wow, how interesting.
Now, don't be rude to our guest.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Forgive her, she's usually like this. Moving on. I see that you have taken quite a huge interest in abstract art, given by your broad knowledge on it alone. What did you decide to specialize on abstract art?
Well, abstract art lets me reflect the underlying spirituality of nature in order to reveal the essence of the mystical energy in the balance of forces that govern nature and the universe.
Whoa there, most of us don't use all these words. What do you mean?
To simplify things a little bit, abstract art feels more like a gateway to the secret of the universe. Like you can somehow unlock all of these secrets in the world with it. It feels like a more expressive form of art to me, and that is why I choose to specialize in it.
That's quite enough. Can you please ask our guest the next question?
Do you think you can tell us about your most iconic work? I can see that they look quite colorful chocolate bars.
Well, I'm quite work of my work, the composition.
They're just squares, bro. Colorful chocolate squares.
Oh, I get that a lot. But that's not the point of the painting. The squares represent the truest forms of shapes, and so the usage of primary colors. Using this both, I'm able to reduce everything to the most elementary and purest forms. The squares are also not equal sizes. This shows the imbalance of the forces of Earth and spirituality.
I think I kind of get the meaning, somewhat. The colors and the grids represent imbalance of the universe or something, right?
Yes, the two orientation, horizontal and vertical, represents two different forces. The imbalance of these lines suggests that the forces are not equal. These unequal forces represents my utopian view on balance, equilibrium, society, culture and spirituality. I believe that the world would be better if we see it in a more spiritual abstract view.
Care to explain why?
Well, by going beyond the shadows and into the world of ideas, where abstract thinking is put into every object, you can achieve greater knowledge. For example, how do you know a table is actually a table? With abstract concepts, we can capture what underlies every object and change the entirety of the world into something more pure.
Even now, you seem to be one with the universe. I'm curious, however, anyone that you particularly look up to in terms of art?
Well, I look up to Vincent van Gogh, Paul Cézanne, Pablo Picasso, and Jean Taurop. They influenced my style and inspired me to paint.
Would you still say your art style still has traces of similarities to those artists? If so, why?
Yes, they do. During 1872, I was influenced by Van Gogh. You can see in my painting called The Red Tree, I use Van Gogh's brushing technique, a repetitive, almost vibrating brushwork. Also, the usage of bright colors and the way the tree melt into the landscape is a clear, commonly used characteristic by Van Gogh.
Speaking of colors and paints in general, do you usually do paintings or do you specialize in something else?
Not really. I define myself as a painting kind of man.
Well, that's wonderful. Would you care to explain some of your painting methods? Now, I know about your simplistic style where you would only paint the basics, but could you elaborate more on your other methods?
During the peak of my career, I began to limit my color palette to primary colors, blue, red, and yellow. I applied these vibrant colors into rectangular patches over a white background, along with black rectangular bands of perfect accuracy. I later began to experiment with this new technique I like to call neoplasticism. It was a result of my experimentation with realism, symbolism, cubism, and others.
New what?
Neoplasticism, the technique he uses with squares and stuff that you so aptly called chocolate-like. Now does it ring a bell?
Ah, okay.
Moving on, you mentioned Vincent van Gogh early on during this interview. What do you think of his work, as in from a personal viewpoint?
After seeing Van Gogh's work, I liked how he used those bright colors and began to use that in my own work. Van Gogh's art pieces just have this feeling of intensity and expression, and not to mention the brush strokes. If you can see his iconic Starry Night painting, you can see that he used pointillism to blend in those dark, gloomy colors with that of the vibrant ones. I used this technique in my own work, but later simplified it by using solid primary colors and basic geometry shapes.
Wait, but isn't Starry Night not abstract art?
You're correct, but however, Van Gogh is considered by many to be the person who influenced early abstract art. So by extension, you could say that Van Gogh has many elements of abstract in his painting.
I do love his paintings. They just make me feel hopeful and calm at the same time. Also, each and every single one of them seem to be bursting with emotion and life.
This interview just keeps going back to abstract art. What do you think were some of the impacts abstract art made to the world of art in general?
This answer is actually quite subjective. It really depends on who you ask. Some people might even say that abstract art doesn't exist, and how people see each painting is actually just a small glimpse into what the artist sees.
So you're saying that even the existence of abstract painting is controversial?
Yes.
Back to the question, so what would you say abstract art has done to the world of art?
Abstract art has definitely influenced this one category, abstract expressionism.
It's even in the name!
Oh, that is true. Abstract expressionism is basically a different branch of expressionism in abstract art. See, abstract art has managed to make a totally different genre, and it encompasses many different styles. More often than not, you will find traces of abstract art in most artworks today.
That's even more than what I thought it influenced.
People underestimate abstract art sometimes, calling it random or simple, but there's a whole lot more of a meaning underneath the surface.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here on KTV Network, Mr. Mondrian.
Until we see you again.
Again, thank you for inviting me here.